Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline here on WCCO. Talk with Allison Sharkey. She's the head of the Lake Street Council. Allison, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, one of the things, just give me a little history on Allison here for you folks who don't know her. But she's been living in that corridor over there for a decade, but also has great background in business finance, real estate, commercial building renovation, nonprofit management. So she's a good asset to the Lake Street Council. Allison, I was mentioning earlier this morning that there folks, I found out yesterday, are looking for a little help to rebuild Lake Street small business and community organizations. And I've got an email here from the Lake Street Council that you will donate 100% of donations to small businesses and nonprofits in that community.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. So Lake Street, you know, has been devastated, and Lake Street means a lot to a lot of people, and it's always been a place where people can come and get a start opening their business. So it's been amazing. We put up a fundraising page when this started, and 27,000 people from around the country have donated, raising $2 million. That's going to help businesses pay their insurance deductibles, other expenses to try to get back open, but we're going to need a lot more than that.
What is it like today in that area?
You know, it seems like it has been much quieter over the last two nights. I know that there were still some arson threats against a number of important buildings in the area, but I think we've been safe so far again.
How are people receiving those threats, Allison?
We've been hearing stories about packages of weapons and explosive materials being hidden in residential neighborhoods around different supposed targets in the Lake Street area. I don't know much about it, but that's what the rumor is anyways. And it seems that a lot of business owners and their friends have actually been outside their properties over the last few nights and have successfully protected them from whatever's happening.
What was it like over the weekend during the daytime? I understand you received a lot of support and help from neighbors in the area, even folks coming from outside the downtown area.
It is incredible. I live six blocks south of Lake Street, and I'm constantly seeing people walk up my street carrying brooms and dustpans. I mean, I can't even keep up with the emails of all the people who want to come help out and clean up. I think what we really need is folks who have professional skills who can help with, in the areas of rebuilding, like construction and insurance law, marketing for businesses. So anyone who has those types of skills to offer can let us know, and we can hook them up once businesses are ready.
Allison, I'm sure you caught attention for a lot of people. How did they do that? How did they get a hold of you?
Businesses?
Yes.
We have a team of multilingual staff who have great relationships with most of the business owners in the area. So we're constantly in touch with people by text, email, and they reach out to us about what they're going through.
And if I want to help, what do I do?
Two things. We have set up our fundraising website at welovelakestreet.com. So please share that. Your employer may also be able to make a match. And then search on social media for volunteer opportunities in the community to support residents who have been displaced or cut off from food and medicine access. And then if you have a special skill that might help out businesses, you can look up the Lake Street Council and let us know.
Allison, we'll stay in touch here over the next few weeks and see how it goes, and hopefully things just continue to improve here. Allison Sharkey, I appreciate your time this morning, and best of luck. And again, one more time, welovelakestreet.com, correct?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Allison. Appreciate your time here on WCCO. Coming up next, haven't forgotten about the pandemic. Hasn't been in the headlines as much for the reasons that you're well aware of over the past few days, but it still is something to deal with. We'll talk with Dr. Osterholm about that, the latest on COVID-19, when we return on WCCO's Morning News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.